The Sunday Sit Down on Alcoa FM.
Caelum Scott, the song's called Cross Your Mind. Just after 12:30, and it's a very good afternoon and welcome to your first visit to the Alcoa FM house in the Valley of Dreams, as we like to call it. Linda Mzamane, did I pronounce that correctly?
Correct, you pronounce it good.
But bless you for no clicks. I only have one click. I'm sorry to say that, and I don't want to take any flack for it.
Yeah.
I only have the one click, so whether it's, you know, no matter which one of them is, I'm only capable of the one. You are, is it a recent appointment, editor of Clicks Club magazine?
No, not too recent. I am clocking nearly 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
Yes, not too new.
So you then got that position at a time when not being able to meet in person was the norm.
Yeah.
And it must have caused you, out of necessity, to sharpen up the offering that you had, because now that's all we had.
Absolutely.
No in-store shopping. Communication remains completely vital. You want your brand to be still top of mind.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I think from a magazine perspective, more than ever, I think during the sort of pandemic period when everyone was locked down, entertainment and content became the most important thing because, you know, that's what people had to go to keep themselves occupied during that time. So I think our role became even more important as magazine content producers.
Yeah. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's start with the all important question. Where are you from?
Originally, I am from East London.
Okay.
I'm a girl from East London. Also grew up in Alice when I was a really young girl. Went to boarding school in Grahamstown for most of my life. Then I was in Cape Town where I studied for university and then moved to Joburg before moving back down here again. So I've kind of done a little round robin yes, around the country.
but also you've, I suppose unintentionally caused yourself to have a very varied experience of urban, rural, hectic urban, and the most hectic urban in South Africa, meaning Joburg.
Joburg, yeah.
And then why back to Algoa country?
You know what? Family is the most important thing. And most of my family is here in the Eastern Cape, you know. Also, I met a husband who happened to bring me back home. So he was like, Kumbulekaya, come back. So that's how I ended up back here, yeah.
Oh, we saw his tricks. Good job. but surely pleased to some extent that
yes,
that's the case.
Absolutely.
So you said family. Who all is your family?
Gosh, my family is vast. My maiden name is Marley.
Right.
And my father is a man called Ray Marley, who was big in the cricket fraternity.
Yes.
Cricket South Africa president at some point, ICC president internationally at some point. Now he's an old man, lives on a farm in East London and tends to his cattle there, lives a nice quiet life. But so I come from the Marley family. It's a very big family across the Eastern Cape. And that's basically where my roots are from.
Right.
Yeah.
And your studies were what?
I studied journalism. I mean, having been in Grahamstown my whole life, one would be surprised, why didn't you study journalism at Rhodes?
Yeah,
and I just thought, oh gosh, I'd been in Grahamstown 12 years. I just wanted to break out. And so I went as far away as I could think, South Africa, locally anyway. I went to Cape Town and decided to pursue a degree there in media studies and industrial sociology. So that's what I did.
Okay, so quite a bit of depth added to your journalism qualification.
Yes.
Despite the fact that you were in the place that is the home of Grocott's Mail and EWN.
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Journalism for me is also somewhat of a calling because there's an objectivity you need to maintain, but a sensitivity. And you also need to make sure that you can distance yourself, I suppose, sufficiently from the horror stories.
Absolutely. I think for me, when I sort of was looking at the various beats and directions within journalism that I wanted to follow, I was definitely more of a lifestyle content producer. I am a storyteller at heart. It was also another alternative for me in terms of another skill set I had, which was music. I was really into music, very passionate about music.
Are you musical?
I'm musical, correct.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I used to sing in the National Youth Choir of South Africa when I was about 18, 19. And so, you know, having old school parents who I could not convince that it was a viable career for me to follow a musical passion, I then, you know, felt that journalism was the next best thing. And in a way, somewhere down the line, I could sort of merge the two further on in my career, I reasoned. So, yeah.
but didn't.
Yes, I mean, you know what? Somehow I was able to kind of pursue both in parallel. You know, I think my magazine and my media career took off, but I also maintained a musical career on the side as well, being in bands, performing, singing. So I was able to kind of do both.
Right.
Yeah.
So a question then is, publishing in South Africa will have transformed greatly, particularly in the last, let's call it 20-ish years, with the advent of digital, with convergence of media being a real thing. Yeah. There must be a couple heroes, and I don't know why my mind goes to Jane Raffaele, for instance, of Cosmopolitan.
Yes.
Our very own kind of editorial Margaret Thatcher is kind of how she is in my mind. And then, of course, her daughter, Carolyn, kind of taking things over. Yep. Were they any kind of inspiration to you along the way?
Absolutely.
Or were they better role models?
You know what? The Raffaeles are a huge influence on my career. You know, back in the early days, I did work for Cosmopolitan under at the time the helm of Vanessa Raffaele, so the daughter.
Yes.
And it was probably one of my steepest learning curves being in that brand. It was an international brand. The standards were extremely high. So it was really, in terms of my career, the steepest learning curve I had. And so to have been, you know, under the tutelage of a family like the Raffaeles was a huge privilege. And I learned a lot at that time. And of course, in the last 20 years, as you say, publishing and the magazine industry has changed a lot.
Not just a lot. It's transformed.
Completely transformed. And if you didn't transform, you die, right? As you can see, magazine shelves now are not what they used to be 10 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yes.
Things have changed a lot. And those who were unable to evolve, unfortunately, you know, with the dust.
Went the way of the dinosaurs.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what I think a lot of brands had to catch on as early on as they could, in terms of how do we keep up with the speed at which news and content is being consumed now? How do we keep up with Instagram and social media? And people can't wait a month now to talk about, I don't know, a celebrity story that broke 3 weeks ago. Mm. They've already read it online somewhere. So how do you keep up with that? So I think that was the challenge a lot of brands had to face. And those that are still around nowadays, I guess, have been able to successfully do it to a degree.
Mm. So just over 2 years, or around 2 years into your editorship of the Clicks Club magazine, what has it done differently or better under your stewardship? And to add to that question, what is the way forward for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I think Clicks as a brand also sort of understood the need to be where its customers were, and decided early on as well to sort of make that transition to digital from print. So for, when did we transition? At the end of last year, we actually stopped printing altogether, the magazine.
Wow.
And we went completely virtual, and we wanted to create a mobile first sort of magazine consumption experience for users, where you could swipe through the magazine and, importantly, short circuit the path to purchase. So that you are actually shopping the magazine. It's not a catalog. It's actually a magazine as you would normally consume. But now every product is shoppable. So you're reading an article about, I don't know, supplements or whatever, and you decide, oh, I want to try that. Add to shopping cart. So it immediately adds, as you're reading, whatever you want to purchase to your shopping cart. So those advances have really, really helped the brand to kind of transition and to be able to keep up in that regard. And, you know, as I said, short circuit paths to purchase.
Yeah. So historically, kind of beauty, small appliance, some sweets and now, of course, the product offering has expanded vastly. We include pharmacies into the mix.
Yes.
That's a whole other kettle of fish though, isn't it?
Yes.
Because that comes with a lot of rules, a lot of protocols, and stuff like that. How do you kind of fit them all together?
Yes. You know what? I think from a retail perspective, I can't speak to that so much. You know, you've got obviously the people that are working in-house at Clicks that kind of focus on that. But from a content perspective, where pharmacy is concerned, you've obviously got to be extremely careful in the kind of information that you put out there. Disclaim a lot about the fact that before you commence any kind of treatment, you've got to consult your doctor. We are just here to advise, give information, and, you know, leave it up to the reader to sort of communicate with their medical professionals before commencing any kind of treatment. And there's certain things, government protocols that we obviously have to abide by.
Yeah, it's a wildly regulated industry.
Absolutely. I mean, you just have to think about baby products, for example. There's certain things that we cannot promote about baby products or, you know, say. So you've kind of got to really walk that line and just kind of keep top of mind what those are in terms of what you can and can't say.
Mm. So what's next?
For the magazine itself, you know what? I think that we have been tracking the progress of this transition. It's been going really, really well. People have really enjoyed being able to access the magazine the way that they've had now. Also, you know, it's open now to non-Club Cod members who want to experience the magazine and then join Club Cod through that platform as well. So I really think we've kind of spent the year looking at that model, seeing how it's going, and conducted some surveys about it. So we want to really just focus on that more, grow it more, offer people content types that they want to engage with. More video content, for example, is something that we're looking to expand. So, yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff in the works for the magazine.
Yeah. Do you have any downtime, any free time? How do you socialize? Do you cook? Do you go out? Do you order in?
Gosh, you know, I do cook. I enjoy cooking for the family. And downtime, gosh, I think it's hard, you know, when you're a mother of two littlies, two toddlers.
How old?
Which one is five, one is two. And yeah, that's that very busy age. So outside of work, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mom. I also help my husband, and we work together on his on the family business there.
That's Atlantic
Glass and Aluminium, of course. Yeah, yeah. So we do that as well, and so a lot of time. But yes, we do try.
And then you have like side job as a voiceover artist in at least two languages.
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Not just a one-trick pony.
Absolutely. You know what? I think that if COVID has taught us anything, it is to kind of work with what we've got, you know, use all your skills at your disposal, multiple income streams. It's important for all of us nowadays to be thinking about just to kind of secure our families and secure our futures and things like that. And voice artistry is something that I've always enjoyed, you know, since I got into it by complete accident, of course, but it's just something that I've really, really always enjoyed and try to keep active with as much as possible. So yes, really nice. I do it in English and Xhosa.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that was the 12-minute version of Linda Mzamane, the editor of Clicks Club magazine. Thank you so much for taking a little time out of Sunday. What's for lunch today?
For lunch today, I hadn't actually thought that far. I was just focusing on meeting you and chatting to you today. But
so order in day. Or
yeah,
go out
probably.
Day.
I mean, this weather is just calling me for curry or something. So maybe something like that.
And there's a whole new mall to explore.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh. It's probably so busy today. But yes, that's an option.
Cool. Enjoy the rest of Sunday. Thanks very much for popping in to say hi and letting us find out a little bit more about you and the Clicks Club Card magazine as it has been forced to evolve.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.